1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's always great to check in with the folks at Stratford Public Library, and it's time once again for our Queer Book of the Month for May. We've got Emma Brommer on the line with Stratford Public Library with all the details. Good morning, Emma.
Hi, Jamie.
It's great to chat again. Again, it's our Queer Book of the Month for May with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. And Emma, what have you selected for us this month?
So today we're reviewing a junior graphic novel called The Legend of Auntie Po by Xing Yin Kuo.
Okay, a graphic novel once again. So Emma, take it away. I know you have a review for us.
Yeah, this novel is set in an 1885 logging camp in the Sierra Nevada mountain range, and it follows the life of Chinese American teenager May. May is an expert pie maker and the camp's greatest storyteller. Her tall tales feature Auntie Po, a ginormous Chinese matriarch who can cut down more trees than Paul Bunyan, and Po's equally huge, kind-hearted blue buffalo, Pei Pei. After a series of racist anti-Asian and anti-immigrant hate crimes against her camp, May looks to Auntie Po for inspiration and willpower to uplift and advocate for her community. Elegantly illustrated with watercolor, this graphic novel is awesome for ages 10 and up. Even though it's technically historical fiction, May's spunky attitude, wise leadership, and gigantic crush on the foreman's daughter can be appreciated by young readers across genre preferences.
It sounds like it's dealing with a number of themes there. So again, it's The Legend of Auntie Po. And for you, Emma, graphic novels, why do you like graphic novels?
I like graphic novels because they're a great way to get into reading if you're maybe feeling a bit stuck. And for our young readers, it's always great to get them into a book, no matter if it's graphic novels or a regular novel.
And the great thing is with graphic novels, you get some amazing stories and you get some, of course, some great artwork as well.
Beautiful artwork.
So again, it's The Legend of Auntie Po, and it is available with Stratford Public Library. So Emma, how can people pick up this graphic novel and enjoy?
Yeah, so you can place a hold on our catalog at spl.bibliocommons.com, or you can call the library and we can place a hold for you.
It is really easy. Again, Stratford Public Library. Do check it out in person if you can, because it's just an amazing selection, just a great variety of materials. So we are into May. Emma, we've got lots going on with Stratford Public Library.
Yeah, we do. So we have opened our registration for our Wednesday Addams-themed escape room. That will take place May 31st to June 2nd, so that's open to our tweens and families. We also have in the library auditorium on June 9th, Let's Make Theater. Teaching artists from Stratford Festival will be guiding us through a fun-filled hour of dramatic play using books as inspiration to create our own characters and stories. There's no registration required for that event. It's drop-in in the auditorium. And lastly, we have registration for TD Summer Reading beginning on June 13th. Sign up is fast and easy. Just drop in the kids' floor at the library for a summer full of adventure reading and fun.
And that is always a lot of fun, the summer reading program with Stratford Public Library. Always a great response to that.
It sure is.
And the escape room, Emma, that sounds like a lot of fun.
They sure are. Rook worked really hard on those, and they're always a fun time.
Well, that's awesome. So again, get in touch with Stratford Public Library. We'll share all the details available on our social media and with MyStratfordNow.com, and spotlighting our Queer Book of the Month for May with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. Emma Brommer with Stratford Public Library. Emma, thank you so much for spotlighting the graphic novel, your review, and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Jamie. Take care.